Three is a crowd is the theme of this segment, the cacophony they are characterized by the immortal Don Cherry. Of three-way races in key places around the United States, Alaska and Florida, principally, we're going to focus on. Libby Casey, we welcome back to the program, D.C. correspondent for Alaska Public Radio Network. Libby, good morning.
Good morning.
And Beth Reinhardt, political writer at the Miami Herald. We welcome her in from Miami. Beth, good morning to you.
Thanks.
Libby, let's begin with the Alaska race. We've got Joe Miller versus Lisa Murkowski, who's a write-in, versus Scott McAdams. Lisa Murkowski was the Republican. Now she's running as a write-in independent. Joe Miller, Tea Party candidate. Scott McAdams, the Democrat. How cacophonous is this three-way race?
Yeah, it's the race of the three M's, and we really don't know who's going to win. I mean, and I think the big key is that a lot of people are undecided. You know, usually there's a little bit of wiggle room, or who is this undecided group? Generally, I think people know if they're going to vote for President Obama or President McCain, what they want to see. But here in Alaska, people are trying to vote strategically. And so a lot of people have said, I really don't even know who I'm going to vote for when I go into the booth, because these candidates all have such big differences. Like you said, Joe Miller, the establishment Republican candidate, but a Tea Party guy, has the support of Sarah Palin. Lisa Murkowski, the incumbent, but is doing this write-in thing. Nobody's won a write-in Senate race in the U.S. in 50 years. And then the Democrat, who a lot of Alaskans didn't know a few months ago, now people are getting to know him and figuring out what he's all about.
So the attention that Joe Miller is getting is benefiting Scott McAdams, because people are aroused by the Tea Party's so-called radicalism, and Murkowski's incumbency doesn't necessarily help her. Is that a decent analysis?
It is to some degree, but people have said, hey, you know, Lisa Murkowski might actually be able to pull this whole write-in thing off. And so if I really don't like Joe Miller, if I don't like the fact that he wants to get rid of the education department and he wants to get rid of a lot of programs like Social Security or Medicare, wants to change those programs, who has the best shot of winning? Is it the write-in Republican or is it the Democrat? And so people are trying to figure that out. And then what Scott McAdams' pitch has been is, like, vote your values, not your fears, is what he's been saying. And he's been saying, really look at what the candidates stand for and don't just vote with how you think the strategy is going to play out.
Three's a crowd. Well, it may be a problem for Alaska voters, but I'm loving it. Libby Casey there giving us a download debrief on the Alaska race. Let's go to Florida now, where the Senate race is a three-person race between Marco Rubio, the Republican, versus Kendrick Meek, the Democrat, who we reported on this week that maybe was asked to get out of the race by some in the Democratic Party, versus Charlie Crist, running as an independent incumbent governor, trying to make it into the center, into the Senate. Beth Reinhardt, what is the cacophony down in Florida?
There's definitely been a cacophony, but there's not a lot of suspense today about who's going to be the winner. Marco Rubio has double-digit leads in the polls. The victory party is well underway. He's got requests from nearly 300 media outlets from all over the country to be with him on Election Day. But there is some strategic voting, because you have, like you said, this unusual three-way race, and that a lot of Democrats are torn about whether to support their party's nominee, Kendrick Meek, or support the guy who's running number two in the polls, Charlie Crist, an independent. And like you said, there was talk that Kendrick should get out of the race, because then the Democrats could unite behind Charlie and defeat Marco. I think that's unlikely to happen.
All right, let's go down these three here. Kendrick Meek is all about the Democratic Party in Florida. Does Meek's defeat, as you're calling it, mean a real hit on the Democrats statewide in Florida?
No, because this was not the race that Democrats really pinned their hope on. I mean, the race that Democrats have really focused on this year is the governor's race, which if Democrats win, would be a pickup.
Right.
The Senate race was held by a Republican, and has pretty much always been expected to stay that way.
Is this the end of Charlie Crist's political career if he goes down, as it's likely he will?
I don't know. There's talk that he may run for a congressional seat or even mayor at some point in the future. It's hard to imagine Florida politics without Charlie Crist.
Right, but mayor of Tallahassee or mayor of Miami? It's interesting.
Mayor of actually St. Petersburg, his hometown.
Interesting. All right. And what explains Marco Rubio coming from radical, almost laughable Carl Hiaasen obscurity to being what will possibly be the preeminent 2012 national figure coming out of this election on the GOP side on Wednesday morning?
Right. It's been pretty amazing. It was, for Marco, it was sort of a perfect storm of things going on around him. You know, the Tea Party movement, Obama's declining popularity. He was just the right candidate at the right time. And he did everything just about right. I mean, he's a great candidate. He's smart. He said what people were hungry to hear. And, you know, he just had all the right ingredients.
And that's the victory party to attend tonight, if we're thinking about all the victory parties around the country. Wouldn't you say, Beth Reinhardt?
Absolutely. I mean, he really epitomizes this Tea Party surge. He defeated a sitting governor, drove him out of the Republican Party. I mean, it's really an amazing story, and landed on the cover of Time magazine last week.
All right. Beth Reinhardt, political writer at the Miami Herald. We're definitely going to be talking to you tomorrow. Libby Casey, does Joe Miller have any of those 2012 National Tea Party creds if he manages to pull it out tomorrow up in Alaska?
You know, everything's up in the air and wide open. Absolutely. He hasn't made a splash on the national stage yet. He hasn't even ever held a statewide office before in Alaska, but everything could change this time tomorrow.
All right. Looking at the 2 3-way races that really characterize some interesting themes in this 2010 election, the Alaska Senate race, Joe Miller versus Lisa Murkowski, who's a write-in, versus Democrat Scott McAdams up there in Alaska. Meanwhile, the Florida Senate seat, not much of a contest. Marco Rubio expected to win versus the Democrat Kendrick Meek versus Charlie Crist, who may be looking for mayoral jobs after tomorrow. Thanks to Beth Reinhardt, political writer at the Miami Herald, and Libby Casey, D.C. correspondent for the Alaska Public Radio Network. The polls never close at thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.